102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Double Shot Thursday, two from the Doors. It's 7:34, sunny and 86. Ted will update the LIE mess in just a minute, but it's not good westbound and not great eastbound either. This is a situation that starts off comfortable and gets uncomfortable. It starts off with, for example, you and your wife are going to the movies. All right?
All right.
Park your car and you go in and you go see a nice movie.
Okay.
Now you come out of the movie and you see there's a police car next to your car. And as you get closer, you see that there's a totally naked man sitting in the driver's seat of your car. And then the police officer tells you that this 32-year-old naked man, well, he's on meth and he's drunk on vodka and he's naked in your front seat because he just masturbated in your car.
Oof.
Now, he's totally naked. Not pants around the ankles. I mean, he doesn't have a stitch of clothing on sitting on your front seat.
Did he finish?
He sure did.
Oh, baby!
In your driver's seat.
That's not an old baby moment. That is not an old baby moment. That's my car.
You look inside and you see this meth paraphernalia on the seat and a bottle of vodka on the seat.
Okay.
And they are charging him for unlawful entry into your car, public indecency, criminal mischief, and unlawful possession of meth.
Okay, so what's
and
the question?
And you find out that he
finished
not
up.
Only sat on your seat, but yes, he finished in your car.
Mm. Just let it fly all over the place? Or were there,
absolutely.
Like,
absolutely. Number one, do you drive the car home?
Not a chance. As a matter of fact, I might burn it right there in a parking lot. Like, that car cannot...
Call a tow truck.
That car cannot be detailed enough for me.
Can it ever be detailed enough for you to sit on that seat and hold that steering wheel?
I'm praying to God.
Because you know it went on the steering wheel. The part that your hand touches all the time.
I'm praying to God I bought that car and did not lease that car, and I'm putting it up for sale. Right then and there. For sale.
If you could power wash the interior of a car, you would.
Right.
Right.
Do you have to note that on the deed when you sell the car?
No. I think only if it's haunted.
Like if somebody dies in the house, yeah, and you have to say.
Right. I think only if the car's got ghosts do I have to tell anybody.
Well, if you don't, maybe there should be a New York State law that you should.
And I think I have to lease. I have to let them know about it. You know, on the Carfax thing, it'll come up with any accidents and stuff. Yeah, I'm that's a. I got to get out of it. I got to get out of it. There's no way I can go in there. Some guy, you know, blew baby batter all over my steering wheel. No, thank you. I'm out.
So that's worse than the actual naked rectum contact with your front seat?
Yeah, because I'm wearing clothes. It's not... It's not great either. That's, you know, balls, balloon knot on my seat. Yeah, that sucks. It just doesn't suck as bad as, you know, baby batter.
Oh. That car used to be lit on fire. I don't think there's any question about it.
Or driven off a pier, one or the other.
There's not enough bleach. There's not enough power wash. There's nothing that takes all of that off a seat
that's
and steering wheel.
When you call
wheel.
Your buddies, be like, listen, we got to make this thing a reef.
Well, that's a situation. Fortunately, it did not happen in New York. But
where was it? Florida?
It's on the West Coast.
Okay.
I don't know what state it was, but boy, the guy sure looks guilty. He has no shirt in his cop photo. I don't even know if he's wearing clothes. 7:37.
I can get past the meth pipe.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. I get that. Sunny and 86 today. Ted, how's the LIE doing?
Your BAB Security Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, Ram, Long Island traffic, LIE in Nassau County, eastbound.
Roger and JP, it's 7:41.
Looks like you hit a sore spot.
But it's such a good because it's an awful scenario.
Mm.
So the scenario, you come out from the movies and the police are by your car and you see a naked man on the front seat, completely naked man on the front seat of your car. You find out from the cop. He's not only high on meth and drunk on vodka, he whacked it in your car.
He totally
and,
did.
And, yeah, totally, like, in your car, on the interior.
Completely naked, balloon knot on your seat, balls on your seat, right. Taint on your seat. You know, it became the splash zone.
And he hit the steering wheel.
Yeah.
And who knows, probably the carpet at your feet.
Yeah.
What do you do with the car?
Dude,
do you drive it home? No. Dude, I think we all agree we don't drive it home.
If you're 2 months in on a 36-month lease, you can't call Jeep and be like, yeah, Jeep, listen, I need to get out of this lease. Well, what happened?
We can't
do that. It would not happen. You're not going to believe this, but some guy whacked it all over my click. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not even going to let you finish the sentence.
Well, I got cut off.
Yeah. You have to be willing to burn it and then call the insurance company.
Oh, that might be the only thing that solves this. 7:42. It's time for the stuff you need to know. Brought to you by
God.
So horrible. The Your Way Diet. Here's Ted.
A pedestrian accident in Nassau County on
AP Double Shot Thursday. There's the first one from Van Halen. It is a very uncomfortable scenario. You come out of the movies and your car, the cops are next to your car that you forgot, I guess, and left unlocked. And there's a naked, drunk meth head sitting on your front seat. A guy, totally naked, who just masturbated in your car.
To completion.
Yeah. And it's in your car, and he's sitting on your seat, totally naked, and it's all touching everything, and that's how the car is. Do you drive the car home? What do you do with the car?
It'd be great if you drove the car home, and you think you cleaned everything up, and then you turn on the vents.
Oh, God.
Right in your face.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Finally got everything clean. Oh, Lord, it's perfect now.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Frank, that's horrible.
Where does your mind go?
I'm going to clear this car out and put the air conditioner on a high.
You know what, though?
It was so hot and humid today.
Even if I did somehow get my head wrapped around the fact that I'm driving this thing home, I'm not driving it home not wrapped in some sort of poncho with safety goggles.
Cellophane's the newest fashion.
Yeah.
It's 102.3.
Like there was an anthrax scare in that car.
On 2.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. There's an imaginative double shot. Solo David Lee Roth with some Van Halen. Very cool on Double Shot Thursday. Sunny and 86 today. It's 7:51.
Would have been cooler if it was Yankee Rose. Just saying.
Oh. So the situation is your car was it parked at a movie theater. You come out from the movie and a guy broke into it. A naked drunk meth head. I mean totally naked. He sat on your front seat right where you drive. Naked. And then he proceeded to masturbate. This is a real story from Oregon. It happened. 32-year-old guy was arrested. What do you do with the car now that he has masturbated to completion in your car while you were in the movie and sat naked on your seat? Cops are there. Here's your car, sir.
Yeah.
It's a tough spot.
Have a good night. Dominique just sent me a text. I'm one of our DJs, Dominique, if you don't know. Does something like that go on the Carfax report? Because if not, that stuff's going on Craigslist that night for sale. Cheap.
Right. Got to get rid of it. Hey, good morning, BAB. One more call. Go ahead.
It will be just like the episode of Seinfeld where Jerry has the smelly car. And the last scene is, you know, he goes into a bad neighborhood, just throws the keys through a window. And even then, I would leave a note. That's all you could do. I mean, you call the insurance company, you say, I don't know what happened. Car's gone. Strangest thing. And just keep on moving on with your life.
So pull a Seinfeld.
Yeah, but you got to make sure that they don't find it. That's the problem. You call the insurance company, call it stolen. You call the cops, report it stolen. And all of a sudden, they find it. They bring it back to you. Fraud. No one's the wise. Not fraud. They'll find it and they'll bring it back to you. Now that car is back. You got to torch it.
All you can do at that point is hope the insurance adjuster's a guy and maybe he'll understand.
Right.
Oh my God. What else
do you do?
Maybe.
Oh, that's great.
Care, guys.
You know, I get it.
I know.
You need some sympathy from somebody at some point.
Right.
Or that car is never going away. It'll come back like a bad penny.
God.
You'll never get rid of it.
I'm still having a hard time with Brett's whole thing about you turn on the air condition and it comes flying onto your cheek.
Can you picture you had it highly detailed? Everything's shiny. You're mentally finally there where, like, it's not possible that anything's wrong. You could even have replaced the front seat and the steering wheel and feel really secure and then you put it on high.
Even worse, you turn on BAB, immigrant song, you're in there going,
That is absolutely the worst case scenario.
Let me see if I can one up Brett.
I think you did.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Oh, no.
So horrible. 7:53. Think about that all day today. Sunny at 86.
Please be a fly. Please be a fly. Please be a fly.
It has to be my own spit.